Good morning, everybody. This was Mr. Arbuzfeld, and it's good to see everyone here in this Sunday morning. We're getting ready for Mother's Day. And being that in around 2 weeks we're going to celebrate the Yontif of Shavuos, I thought apropos to discuss the Inyan of Birkas HaTorah, which of course is the core of the Yontif of Shavuos, of the receiving of the Torah. And you know, even though, as we know, the Chumash never says that Shavuos is the day that we receive the Torah, you know, the Kli Yoker has his famous comment, because Kabbalah's Torah should be something that we always feel is every day of the year. But nonetheless, our tradition in Chazal is that Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah's Torah. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Hazinu, and the Kishem Hashem Ekro Havugodol Elokeinu, when Hashem's name is said, Havugodol Elokeinu, we should give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara in Masech de Brachas on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph tells us that there seems to be two brachas that are daraisa. Most of the brachas we have, Birkas Hanenin, when you make a Shahakol, Mizonos, it's all Darabonin. Brachas are Darabonin, we assume. There's one opinion in the Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Brachas that says that since the idea of a Birkas Hanenin is a Svara, also Olam Le'enos Min Olam Azeh B'lo Bracha, and Gemara in Bava Kamma says that a Svara could be a Daraisa, so there are some that want to say that Birkas Hanenin also, but we normally don't assume like that. We only assume at most is there are only two brachas midaraisa, and that's the Gemara on number two, Amar Yehuda, minayin the Birkas Hamazon lacharei mana Torah, shenemar v'chalta v'tzavata v'irachta. Minayin the Birkas HaTorah lefanei mana Torah, shenemar kishem Hashem ekro havugodu l'elokeinu. And the Marsha says that famous Ramban and the Hakdama to Chumash, that all the Torah is Shemosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you're saying out God's name, meaning when you're saying any pasuk in the Torah, that's like saying the Shem Hashem, because Kol HaTorah Kula is Shemosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then it behooves you to have a Godel Elokeinu, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the Gemara in Masechta Makkos tells us that there are 613 mitzvahs, which is interesting, because without that Gemara, we wouldn't necessarily care how many mitzvahs there were. We would just do all the mitzvahs that we know. To make a number of how many mitzvahs there are, 613. So the Gemara tells us there are 613 mitzvahs. But the Gemara doesn't give us a list. So it's so interesting that Rishonim took the time to painstakingly try to figure out what are the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam, the Chinuch, Rav Sadia Gaon, all these Rishonim painstakingly took out the time to try to find out what are the 613 mitzvahs. And then they saw there are more than the 613 mitzvahs. Then they had to figure out, so which mitzvahs do you count in this list and which mitzvahs don't you count in this list? And the Rambam made his list, and the Chinuch made his list. So the Chinuch was very helpful for us, because the Chinuch made the order of his list kefi Parshas HaShavua. So it's interesting, you know, one mitzvah that's in Ekev, Birkas HaMazon, you look in Ekev, and you find it. The Rambam, no clue what the order of his... that's why when you find a mitzvah in the Rambam, you got to memorize where it is. So this way you'll be able to refer back to it, because if not, you're not going to know what order he did it in. So then the Ramban has a whole list, and he says, you know, I have a whole list of mitzvahs that I think the Rambam deleted. And he thinks it was improper for the Rambam to delete. The most famous of them in this generation that everyone talks about is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because in this generation... the Ramban, took on a big thing in the generation of the post-1948. And then everyone's trying to figure out, so what did the Rambam hold? You know, Is the Rambam from the other camp? I mean, what was going on there? Okay, but that's for a separate shiur. One of the mitzvahs that the Ramban claims that the Rambam should have listed and he didn't is the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. And that's what he says. Hasogas HaRamban Sefer Mitzvahs Mitzvah Sheshachach HaRav. I mean, he thinks Shachach HaRav. The Rambam had good reason, perhaps, why he didn't list any given mitzvah. Maybe he held Birkas HaTorah together with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You shouldn't list it separately. Whatever the case may be, the Rambam had his reasons. The Rambam has reasons why he didn't list Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Mitzvah Tezvel Shin Stavinu Lehodos Lishmo Yisborach B'cholei Shenikra B'Torah Ala Tova Hagdola She'osolonu B'sito Taroso Eleinu For Odienu Hamasim Haratzuim Lefonav Shebehem Minchel Chaye Ha'olam Haba. In other words, there is a obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave us the Torah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to give us the Torah. This is the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, the minayin lo notrikon min haTorah. Notrikon is like a Rosh Tevos. So one of the key notrikons, the Gemara says, is the word Anochi. So the Gemara has two ways of learning. Ana nafshi ksivav yehiva, or amira ni'ima. But the first one is Ana nafshi. I'm giving you my nefesh. In other words, when you give me my Torah, I'm giving you my essence. And you learn the Torah, you understand the essence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah to say Birkas HaTorah every morning. It's Tavinu Lehodos Lishmo Yisparach B'cholei Shenikra B'Torah Ala Tova Hagdola She'osa Lano B'sito Taroso Eileinu V'odiyenu Hamasim Haratzuim Lefonav Shebehem Ninachel Chayi HaOlam Haba. Just like Hashem Itztavinu B'Achila B'Brocha Achar Kol Achila Kein Itztavinu B'Zu. So that is the Ramban, and he goes on and expounds on it. So the poskim, the Shagas Aryeh, the Pri Chodesh, and others say that we should paskin like this Ramban, that we should treat Birkas HaTorah as a bracha d'oraisa, and the nafkamina is, if you weren't sure, so say you were a suffolk whether you made Birkas HaTorah or not. So normally suffolk brachas lahokel. If you're not sure, you made a bracha, so you don't have to make a bracha. Suffolk brachas lahokel. But if it's a bracha d'oraisa, so then you say Safik Lahachmir. So Safik Daraisa Lachumra. So therefore the Shagas Aryeh writes that if one forgot to make a Birkas HaTorah in the morning, so he has to say it again because it's Safik Brachas Lahachmir. Because a Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah min HaTorah. And that's how the Shagas Aryeh and the Pri Chodesh both paskin like this Ramban. What's interesting in this discussion of when you have to repeat Birkas HaTorah if you're not sure whether you said it in the morning, the question that the poskim debate is whether you just have to repeat one bracha of the Asher Bochar Banu, because that, the Gemara says, is the Iker bracha, or do you have to repeat the other brachas as well? But once you're Mesupuk, do you have to say the whole thing? Well, no. When we say Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa, so the Ramban says, like Rav Shechter has pointed out, it's a Birkas HaShevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So which one is the Birkas HaShevach? The one of the Birkas HaShevach is Asher Bochar Banu, Mikol Amim. The other ones are regular Birka, especially if it's one Brach, Asher Kedushon Mitzvah, Tzivan Lasok B'Divei Sora, that's a regular Birkas HaMitzvah, that, as some point out, that we make on any mitzvah. So would we say that the one that's Daraisa, that's the one we should repeat if we're besupuk. The other ones are the Rabbanan, so then the regular rule of Sofik the Rabbanan Lakula should apply. So that is the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh, that only the bracha of Asher Bochar Banu should you repeat if you're besufik. However, the Pri Chodesh says differently, and the argument that the Pri Chodesh and the Shagas Aryeh have link upon a Rambam, number 4 here, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Rambam says, Sofik kara Kriyas Shema, Sofik lo kara. We know that Kriyas Shema is Daraisa. It's different opinions whether only the first pasuk is the raisa or the first parsha is the raisa. Different opinions how much is the raisa. But he had a suffix bechlal whether he said Kriya Shema. Now Birkas Kriya Shema is only the Rabban. So say you had a suffix whether you said the whole thing. Did I say Kriya Shema this morning? You know, you woke up, you're out of it. Did I say Kriya Shema? I didn't say Kriya Shema. Yes, no. So the halacha is you should repeat Kriya Shema because that's a suffix daraisa, and a suffix daraisa is l'chumra. But what about Birkas Kriya Shema? So you'd have asked me, I would have said, no. Say the Kriya Shema itself is daraisa. Birkas Kriya Shema is only darabana. So therefore, what you should do is you should repeat the Kriya Shema and not repeat the brachas. That's what I would have said. But the Rambam says differently. The Rambam says, number four, Safi Kara Kriya Shema, Safi Lokora, Chose Vikora, Umvorach Lefaneh Ulacharech. So the Rambam says a Chiddush, that not only do you have to repeat Kriya Shema, but you have to repeat Birkas Kriya Shema as well. Avalim Yoda Shekarov and Stapikl, but what if you knew you said Kriya Shema? You just have Safik on the Brachas. So then, so basically what the Rambam is saying is, if you have a suffix on the Daraisa, then you have to repeat Kriya Shema and Birkas Kriya Shema. But if the suffix was only under the Darabanan, then not. So the question, so the Pri Chadash and the Shagas Aryeh basically have a fundamental machlokas, how to understand this Rambam. There's a famous Truvas HaRashba that says that this Rambam is limited to Kriya Shema. That it's a special din by Kriya Shema that when you yotzei Kriya Shema daraisa, you should be yotzei al seder habrachas. So therefore, once you have to repeat Kriya Shema because safik daraisa l'chumra, so you have to repeat the brachas as well. But by another mitzvah, not. Say I'm not sure on the first day of Sukkot whether I took lulav or not. So the first day of Sukkot is a daraisa. So you have to take lulav again. Should you repeat the bracha on the lulav? So the Shagas Aryeh says, of course not, because that's a darabon. Says the Pri Chadash, no. And this special din is only a din, the Shagas Aryeh says, based on the Truvas HaRashma, is only a din of Kriya Shema. That there's a special din of Kriya Shema together with the brachas. But a regular Birkas HaMitzvah, that you're not sure whether you did the mitzvah, so repeat the mitzvah, but don't repeat the bracha, because maybe you did the mitzvah already, and then before the bracha will be a bracha, levatola. That's the Shagas Aryeh. But the Pri Chadash says no. The Pri Chadash says that the Rambam is telling us a chiddush, that any time one is mesupuk, whether he did a mitzvah daraisa that he's obligated in, he has to repeat that mitzvah. And since Chazal made a takana that there's a birkas ha-mitzvah on a mitzvah, so if you behoove to repeat the mitzvah, you also behoove required to repeat the bracha as well. So therefore, the Pri Chadash says that when one goes ahead and he's not sure whether he took lulav the first day of Sukkot, he has to take the lulav again and make the bracha al natilas lulav. So says the Pri Chadash, the same thing over here. If you said Birkas HaTorah, so you have to repeat Birkas HaTorah, not only Asher Bachar Banu, but it's the whole package. All the other brachas that go along, just like when you are mesupak on a daraisa, he's.
What does the Pri Chadash do with that Truvas HaRashba?
So he disagrees. Truvas HaRashba, the Truvas HaRashba. So, he thinks that it's maybe not the correct shot. The second day of Sukkot is a different story. The second day of Sukkot, even lulav itself is only derabbanan. Oh, in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, in Chutz La'aretz, it's also only derabbanan in Chutz La'aretz, because Yontif Sheni is also only. The question is, how much are we machmir on the? But the second day in Chutz La'aretz is also only derabbanan. Okay, so the Pri Chadash then quotes on other Rambams that he deals with this question. He says like this, We know the halacha is Hilchas Sukkah number 5. Bezman hazeh she'anu osim shnei yom tovim yoshim besukkah shmona yomim v'yom ha'shmini she'yontav rishon shel shmini atzeres yoshim v'ein b'varchim leisha besukkah. V'chein tumtum v'adroganus l'olam ein b'varchim leisha besukkah nei she'chayovim misafik v'ein b'varchim misafik. So a tumtum v'adroganus is a safik zachar, safik nekeva. So if you're a zachar, so then you have to sit in sukkah. If you're in the keva, then you don't have to sit. You don't have to sit because, as the mitzvah says, say shazman grama. Women don't have to sit in the sukkah. They're potter. They don't have to take lulav either. So a lot of things they don't have to do. But shmini atzeres. Okay. So the question is tumtum v'androgynous. So it's a suffix whether they chayiv in sukkah. So it says they sit, but they don't make a bracha. So the Prichadah says, so what's pshat in this? If you want to say that any time there's a suffik mitzvah that you have to do, so then you have to repeat the bracha also. It's not only a din in Kriya Shema, so what's this halacha? So he says, no, the Prichadah explains. When you're vadei chayev, like a man is vadei chayev alulav, and then you're not sure whether you did it or not, so then you have to repeat it and say the bracha. But here's a question where we don't even know whether you were chayiv in the first place. So if it's a case where we're not even sure you chayiv in the first place, so then you do it, but without the bracha. And similarly, that's the Rambam in Hilchas Mila, the next Rambam. He says, Ger Shemol, Kodum Shenitzgai, etc. Katan Shenolok Shehumol, Shemetifim Menu Dam Bris, Ein Tzrichim Bracha. So even though the androgynous, we make him do a bris mila, but we're not sure if he's a zachar or a nekeva, so he doesn't make a bracha. But again, that's the same idea. But the same idea is, the prichadash, in other words, according to the Shagas Aryeh, whenever you have a, it's only a din in Kriyashma, the Chuvas HaRashba, that whenever you have a suffix on the Kriyashma, Choser Rekorah Birchaseh, but other Birchas HaMitzvah, suffix Lulav, you take the Lulav, but you don't make the Bracha. This Prichadosh says, no, if you have Mechuyiv to take the Lulav again, you Mechuyiv to make a Bracha. But that's only if there was a Vadai Chiv to take the Lulav. If you're a person like an androgynous that wasn't a Vadai Chiv in the first place, so then it's a suffix on the Mitzvah, but not to make a bracha. Okay. Now there is a Yerushalmi, number 7, where the Yerushalmi says an interesting thing, which the Mishkan of Yaakov was very excited about this Yerushalmi. And he says, based on this Yerushalmi, he feels we should not paskin like the Ramban. Meaning, Birkas HaTorah is only the Rabbanan. The famous Ramban that everyone talks about, he says, we shouldn't paskin like this Ramban. Why? Because Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Avdima, lo lomdu Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaZimon, ela l'rabim. He says, the idea that we assume that Birkas HaTorah is like Birkas HaMazon, and it's Chiyav Midoraisa, that's only Talmud Torah d'rabim. When you make a bracha in the morning for your own private Talmud Torah, that's only the Rabbani, says the Mishkan of Yaakov interpreting this Yerushalmi. Why do you make it? So he says, it's no different than any mitzvah that you have to make a bracha. Asu kishar kol mitzvah se'a shal Torah, that you have to make a bracha. But that bracha is only what? Only the Rabbani. But when there's an aliyah, and you go to the Torah, and you make a bracha on the Torah for the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, that's a deraisa. And based on this, the Mishkanos Yaakov answers the question that many grapple with, and that is the following. What's the point in making another Birkas HaTorah when you get an aliyah, if you already made it in the morning, when you woke up and you made Birkas HaTorah? So the Mishkanos Yaakov says, very simple, because the one you made in the morning is only the Rabbanan. The one you're going to make when you get an aliyah, that's a deraisa. And therefore, the Rabbanan is not going to part of the deraisa, so therefore you have to make another bracha.
You have to say that the
Shittas Rashi. Yeah, the Shittas Rashi that you always made another... shiur, he made another bracha. So we're going to see Rav Soloveitchik gave a... This is the first time I ever was in this yeshiva, and I was in elementary school. Rabbi Philip Russ, I was in Yeshiva Flatbush Elementary School, and he was the assistant principal then, and he took a bunch of us, a carload of fellas, 7th, 8th graders, to hear Rav Soloveitchik give a Yortzeit shiur. And that Yortzeit shiur was the 9 aspects of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, which was written up by Rabbi Helfgott in the SOY Haggadah. So I was at that shiur. Not that I remember so much from the shiur, but Rav Shechter said it over several times afterwards. So one of the points that Rav Soloveitchik made in that shiur was in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say, Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenason Tara L'mo Yisrael Baruch Hu. So what is this Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu? So Rav Soloveitchik said, it's like a Me'ein Birkas HaTorah. What's the idea? So as Rav Shechter said over from Rav Soloveitchik, the idea is like this, that whenever there is a Chiv in the morning, so you have to make a Birkas HaTorah, you get up in the morning. But then in any time during the day, Chazal instituted a specific type of Talmud Torah. In other words, you can't just learn anything you want. It has to be something specific that requires another Birkas HaTorah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. When you woke up in the morning on Erev Pesach, you made a bracha, the regular bracha, which you can learn whatever you want. Now, at the Seder, you have to learn Dafka, the Psukim from Arami Oved Ovi, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yidashin, that. So there's a specific... order of saying the psukim of what Talmud Torah you have to do, so that requires another Birkas HaTorah. So this is a different pshat than the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Mishkanos Yaakov's pshat was that in the morning it's only the Rabbanan, and this is the Raisa. Rav Soloveitchik is saying, even if you assume like the Ramban that the morning was the Raisa, he's still required to make another bracha.
It's poor.
Yeah, so I mean, so this is the Me'ein Birkas HaTorah. I mean, you know, we're not going to swear on this pshat, you know what I mean, to make this, but they made a Me'ein Birkas HaTorah. In fact, in the Shibolei Haleket, it's quoted as well. This in Rabbi Yitzchak Lichtenstein's Haggadah of Siach HaGrid, he points out that the Shibolei Haleket already said what Rav Soloveitchik said in that Yortzeit shiur. You know, what can I tell you? I don't know. It could be he understood it means a takana shel rabbim. In other words, a birkas. You know, yeah. Maybe something to think about. I have to think about that. Yeah.
We're told.
Yeah, right, we're going to get to that, yeah.
I don't have to, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but we'll get to it, yeah. We'll get to it. Yeah, it's coming up. Okay. Now, there's a famous piece in the Briskerov on the Rambam. I don't know, somehow it got misinterpreted here. But Vav Birhar Grach Zatzal, the Birkas HaTorah should say, not Birkas HaMazon. There's a famous psak in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll talk about a little bit later, that women are chayiv in Birkas HaTorah. That a woman wakes up in the morning, so she's chayiv in Birkas HaTorah. So the question that's raised, V'yosek Hoshe, L'das HaRambam, She'chosek Per Gimel Mehilchus Tzitzis, Al Mitzis Sh'anoshim Pturus, Einem Rashos L'varach Aleim. Echi Vorko Birkas HaTorah came in Pturus, Mitalma Torah. In other words, the Rambam Shita is that a mitzvah esei shazman grama, that's the psak of the Sfardim, they don't make a bracha. But a woman shakes lulav, the psak of the Mechaber of the Rambam is not to make a bracha. So the question is, Pashtus is women a pturus from Talmud Torah, v'limanatim es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. So if they're potter, why are they making a Birkas HaTorah? So he says, Shamatim mipi Adoni Mori Rabbi Agron Chosid. That's from Rab Chaim. Brisker Rav is saying, Shomer the Birkas HaTorah Eid Abrocha Al Kiyam Mitzvah Shel Talmud Torah. Rachud to din b'fnei atzmo, the Torah by bracha. In other words, it's not a mitzvah, it's not like a brichas mitzvah, it's that the Torah requires a bracha. Rav Nissen Alpert once said, and Rav Shecht I think said a similar idea, that it seems that this Reb Chaim is basically saying over the Ramban to answer. It's not saying, in other words, the way people say that Reb Chaim says it's a bracha on the Chefetz Shel Torah. What does that mean? It's a bracha on the Chefetz Shel Torah. So Rav Alpert and Rav Shecht pointed out that means it's a Birkas HaShevach that you have to say. It's not a regular Birkas HaMitzvah. So even if women aren't chayv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but they're still chayv to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to the Jewish people. So therefore, they would be chayv in making a Birkas HaTorah. We'll see later that some Achronim explain the idea. If you want to see right now, you can take a quick look. On page 6, Yud Aleph in the bottom, Noshim Bevarchas Birchas HaTorah, and then the Magen Avraham, going on to the next page, says, the Hachayovos Lilmod Dinim Shalahem. Because they have to learn, in other words, even the halachas that are pertinent to them, because they have to fulfill those mitzvahs. So therefore, that's why. In other words, so you don't, even if you don't want to say like what Reb Chaim said, you can still explain the mechaber. Okay, back now in Ozayin, number 10. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hakosiv divrei Torah, afal pishei nekori tzorech levarech. So there's a famous discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. What if a person writes Divrei Torah? He gets up in the morning, he wants to write. He writes some write a Dvar Torah, writes some Divrei Torah. So he's in Mechuyev to make a Birchas HaTorah. So the Bechaber quotes from the Avudraham that HaKosev Divrei Torah, Afal Pi She'ein HaKorei, Tzarech Levarach. In other words, you don't have to articulate the words. As long as if you're writing, that also requires a bracha. However, in Siv Dalid, the Mechaber writes, HaMaharher B'Divrei Torah, if one is just thinking and learning, but he didn't articulate, Ein Tzarech Levarach. And that's the opinion of the Mechaber. The Vilna Gaon disagrees, in number 11. He says, I'll call that Tzarech Ian, Tekam Evarach HaLamitzvah, Chilech HaMitzvah B'Hirer. He says, no. When you think in learning, it's also a mitzvah, and therefore you should be required to make Birkas HaTorah as well. But the Mechaber Shita is not. If you wake up in the morning, you're just thinking through a svara or something like that, you're not required to make Birkas HaTorah. So the question that the Achronim ask is if there's a halacha that one needs to articulate Divrei Torah in order to make a Birkas HaTorah, so how come Kosev requires, what's the chiluk between Kosev and Maharher? So the simple pshat is that perhaps you need a Maisa. If there's no Maisa, like Rav Soloveitchik always says, the Birkas HaMitzvah is only on a Maisa Mitzvah, so by Kosev, at least there's a Maisa. By Maharher, there's no Maisa. But there's a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger that has a discussion, I think it's from his uncle, this Tshuva, about what the Ksiva is Kedibur. In other words, he discusses, what if one night, instead of saying Svi or Sa'omer, you wrote it out? Does that count? Or what if you didn't take a Shvua verbally, but you wrote it out? Does that consider a Shvua? So he has a whole discussion on this topic. He says, Rabbi Raron, the Ein Lechalek, Svi or Sa'omer, din Shvua, v'chad dina islu, the Ksiva lav kidibur dami. He thinks that Ksiva is not kidibur. You need to articulate. Right. But then he says, then he has a whole discussion. And then, in the middle, he quotes, the first word of the line is B'shut Shev Yaakov. He quotes another pshat from the Shev Yaakov to explain why is there a chiluk between Ksiv and Hirur. He says, "V'tor of Dvar Mishum de Mitzvahs Esei Shel Talmud Torah Nafka Mikra V'Shinantam Levanecha V'Limartem Es Benechem." That the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is learned, as Rav Soloveitchik always used to point out, from the psukim about teaching Torah, v'shinantam levanecha v'limadatam es b'neichem v'shem hachi matin hiru. The hiru lo shayach lamed es bonof. In other words, the mitzvah, the ikur mitzvah, like Salvechu say, of Talmud Torah is teaching the Torah, giving over the Mesorah. So when you're mimaharer, so that's only for yourself. So it's not a full kiyum of v'shinantam levanecha. But when you articulate, or you write, even though there might not be somebody present at the time, but that Chavtza Shal Torah is something that someone else theoretically could listen on to, and it could be a Kiyam V'shinantam Levanecha V'limartim Esbenechem. So therefore, says the Shev Yaakov, perhaps that is the Chiluk, why the Mechaber Paskin, that on Hirur there's no Birkas HaTorah, but on Ksiva there is Birkas HaTorah. There's another interesting discussion in the Poskim, number 13, what happens when, you know, slichas. So slichas is, you know, you always have to wake up very early, and everyone's running in, and you're a little late, and they're ready, and they're going full speed ahead, and you didn't make Birkas HaTorah. So could you say, okay, let me just say slichas now, I'll say Birkas HaTorah later. Well, no, slichas is full of psukim. So you shouldn't say psukim that. Or do we say no? But the psukim that you're saying are not derech limud, derech kriyas psukim. They're derech tachnunim. So perhaps there's no requirement. So that's the discussion here in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yikra psukim kodem birkas haTorah. The first day it says that you shouldn't read psukim before birkas haTorah. Afal pisha omram derech tachnunim. Even if you say them derech tachnunim. V'yesha omrim she'ein lochosh. Kevin she'ein omrim ela derech tachnunim. V'nocha lochosh l'sor rishon. He says that, in other words, the second opinion says that no, if the psukim are not, you're not reading psukim for the sake of reading psukim, you're using the psukim as supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then those psukim are not required to have a Birkas HaTorah. So the Ramo says, agav al minhag kesvara achrona. He says the minhag is kesvara achrona, so the Ramo says that at least his minhag, I mean, we try if we can to say Birkas HaTorah before, but the Ramo quotes a valid minhag that people had, that, you know, I can imagine they're running into slichas, and who has time to say Birkas HaTorah if especially the slichas are going full speed ahead. So you go Hashem Hashem Kalrachim B'chanu, that's psukim, but that's psukim derech tachnunim. And therefore, the Ramo says that there is a day that it's not the end of the world that you didn't say the Birkas HaTorah, because those psukim are derech tachnunim. There is a discussion in the poskim what requires a new Birkas HaTorah, and this comes up all the time on Shavuos night when people are up the whole night. So the question is, the two basic shitas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, as we'll see in Oz Test number 14, is that every day requires a new Birkas HaTorah. Just like every day you have to say Birkas HaShachar, every day requires a new Birkas HaTorah, and even if you stayed up the whole night, the fact that it's a new day, that requires a Birkas HaTorah. So, Haya Orme Rabbeinu Tam, Sha'odam Omed Mimitoso Balaila Lilmod, say you woke up in the middle of the night to learn. But it's still in the middle of the night. So the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, She'enu Tzorach Levarach Birkas HaTorah, Nesha Birkas HaTorah Shal Esmol Shacharis Poteris At Shacharis Acheris. That Birkas HaTorah in the morning, Pateris till the next morning. No matter what. And then, Tosis Augustlon, Hira, etc. And then on number 15 of the Rush, he says, no. That he says that yeah, if you look at the Rush, number 15, the third line in the middle of that piece, Ulakach. Ulakach misha roga lishon biyom, sheinas keva al mitoso have a hefsek. Tzorach lachz ulavarch. So the Rush says, say you take a nap in the middle of the day, people take naps, especially on Shabbos, they take a nap, sheinas keva, go to sleep, an hour or so, half an hour, more than half an hour, people usually get in. So that's a Shena's Keva. So the Rosh Hashita is that you have to make a Birkas HaTorah, because Shena itself is a Hefsek. So the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that every day is a Nuchiv, and the Rosh Hashita is that Shena, that Hefsek. In other words, when Tosa says, when you're involved in your business and everything, so that you're always thinking about your learning and your, you know, things like that. The Rav Soloveitchik has his famous thing about the latent awareness. It's still, but when you're sleeping, so you're out of it. So therefore, you need a Birkas HaTorah even in the day.
Is there a shiur on that
one? You say a Shenas Keva, more than half an hour or so, or something like that. So those are the two opinions. So how do we follow? And then in number 16, the Rosh says if one wakes up early, he has to say you wake up early before Alos HaShachar, Hamashkim Lilmod. So then you should make a Birkas HaTorah. So that, L'chor, is the Rosh L'shitaso, because the Rosh is, even in the daytime, you have to make when you sleep. So it's interesting that the Mechaber paskins a third opinion. As we said, one opinion says the new day is the Mechiv. Another opinion says that, well, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh's opinion is that, well, it's not a din in new day, it's a din in Hefsek. So the Shulchan Aruch says a new pshat, because in Sifyud, number 17, Sifyud Aleph, he has two opinions, where the Shein is Keva B'yom Omitoso Havi Hefsek, Shulchan Aruch Havi Hefsek, V'chei Nogu. But in Siv Yud Gimel, he talks about waking up early. So the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch, Pashtus, means that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you take you sleep in the daytime, Sheinas Keva, you don't have to make another bracha. Because it's still daytime. But when you sleep at night, and then you wake up, then you're required to make another bracha. So that's the Tshuva Sarash. Person went to sleep, and person went to sleep and he woke up before Alos HaShachar and he wants to learn. So then the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that's the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud Gimel, Hamashkim Kodim Or Hayom Lilmod Mevarach Birkas HaTorah. He doesn't quote two opinions like he did in Sif Yud Aleph and says V'chei Nogu not to. Here he says for sure. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that Sheinas Keva Bayom does not require a bracha, but Shenas Keva Balayla does require a bracha. The only thing is, there's a Mishnah Brura that is a whole debate, and that's the following. What does it mean, Shenas Keva Balayla? So the Mishnah Brura writes, Lo Yishan Rasulom Shenas Keva, Vom Yoshin Shenas Keva, Al Mitoso, Afil Betchilas Halayla, Choshiv Hefsek. Say, for example, you take a nap, say in the winter months, it's already 5 o'clock, it's already dark. So you take a nap from 6 to 7, you took a nap. Or even now, from 9 to 10, you take a nap. But it's a Shenas Keva. You slept in bed for an hour. But this is not your night's sleep. So the question is, when the Shulchan Aruch spoke about Shenas Keva Balayla, someone, a Sefer Megid Yehuda, says that maybe that's only what? That was your night's sleep. So you slept for the night, now you're up for the day. You woke up early. Alos HaShachar is not till 5, you woke up at 4, and you started to learn. So that's Shenas Keva Balayla, which is your night's sleep. But the Mishnah Brura seems to imply, like Rav Abadi pointed out, that maybe even Shenas Keva in the beginning of the night. In other words, if you slept from 7 to 8, when it's dark at night, that also would be considered Shenas Keva Balayla, because he says Afilu Betchilas Halayla Choshev Hefsek, which means Chilas Balayla, and you obviously woke up. If it's Chilas Balayla and you slept the whole night, then nothing to speak about Chilas Halayla. Means Chilas Halayla and you woke up. So some Amachmir for this Mishnah Brura to make a Birkas HaTorah, even if you slept a small Shenas Keva, but it was, but Laila wasn't your main sleep. And some say no. The Sefer Megid Yehuda says that it's not true. That the context of the rush that it's brought in is a person slept his night sleep. And then there's a discussion. Now there's a further discussion if you hold like the pshat, like the Mishnah Berurah, everybody that Shenis Keva even Tchilas Halayla. So the question is, when you had your irregular sleep, do you have to make another Birkas HaTorah in the morning or not? That's a question. Some say that, like Rav Abadi pointed out, once you have your pre-chadosh also, well, some say you have to make another Birkas HaTorah when you have your other night's sleep. And others say, like Rav Abadi pointed out, no, the other sleep, that's like the next, the first Laila was for the next day. Now the next, even as Malayla, it's Ki'ilu Bayom. That's Rav Abadi pointed out, others point out. So that's a discussion. But the Sefer Megid Yehuda thinks the Alpi Pashtus, that the din of and that's the Pashtus and the Rush. This Mishnah Berurah is a Mechudosh Shtika Mishnah Berurah. So the question is, should we pass like this Mishnah Berurah? We should say no. That maybe we shouldn't pass like this Mishnah Berurah, and we should say that it only meant the Sheinas Keva Balayla when it was your night's sleep, and then you woke up. Early. Right. Right. That's a new day. In other words, you woke up 4 o'clock in the morning. Right? Like morning is not till 5. You woke up 4 o'clock, you want to start learning. So the Shulchan Aruch says, make a Birkas HaTorah. So now the question is, when you go to shul, when it's already light, should you make another Birkas HaTorah? He says no, even though it's another day. Because Lamaisa, once you slept your night, so now it's like your new day, even though technically it's still dark. But this is considered now the Birkas HaTorah for the next day, even though 4 o'clock in the morning is still night. But for you, you did your sleep. And now you start your new day early. So now if this is your new day, and you wouldn't have to make a Birkas HaTorah when you get to shul, because you made your Birkas HaTorah, and that's the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's our minhag. Our minhag is when we take Shabbos naps, we don't make a Birkas HaTorah, even if we have a nice long, like in this time of year when I remember in camp the joke someone was that some people will machmir 6 hours of sleep between milchiks and fleishiks, you know. the minhag is not to make a Birkas HaTorah in the daytime. It's what to rely on to do it, because that's the opinion of the Rush. But the Shulchan Aruch only used the Rush to when it's a Birkas HaTorah, when it's a Sheinas Keva Balayla. Not Sheinas Keva Bayom. There's a famous Rabbi Kiv Eger, number 19. Rabbi Kiv Eger says that, say somebody, so a Shavuos night is always a question what to do. So we always try to get someone to be motzi. Someone volunteers to sleep and wake up, and he's motzi the oilam. I mean, there is an opinion that says that you could rely on Rabbeinu, you know, Magen Avraham could be just rely on Rabbeinu Tam, but Pashtus says the Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbi Kiv Eger has another possibility. He says like this: if you took a nap in the afternoon, say Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, you took a nap, so by the next day you should be able to make a bracha memanufshach, because according to the opinion that it's Shena, so you did the Shena. According to the opinion, you need a new day, you did a new day. So Mamanoshach, it's okay. The only problem is, Rav Sternbach points out, that it's not so poshut, because we really assume that Shena Keva Bayom is not a good enough, in other words, that was what the Rush did hold, but we assume like the Rush only part way. So it's not so poshut that this Rabbi Kiv Eger you could rely on. Because this Rabbi Kiv Eger is saying, Memanuvshach, you did all the opinions. If you took your Sheinas Keva Bayom, and then you stayed up the whole night, so you had your Sheinas Keva, and you have a new day, And so the man of Shach can make it. Cholpan Yoshim Biyom Veneir Kol Alayla Shalachar Vada Yesh Levarach Midin Miman of Shach. So the Rav Sternbach in one of his tshuvas says it's not so poshut because you didn't have a Shena, but the Shena is Keva Balayla you didn't have, and that's the Ikar Psak. So it's true that there is a Miman of Shach within the Rishonim, but within the Halacha it's not so poshut. Right, but he's talking about the people. First of all, that's not so poshut either. That's the machlokas we discussed before. But he's talking about like the people who took a nap in the daytime.
Somebody took a nap, say 10:30, 10:30, 10:30, 10:30, 10:30.
Right.
And then they went to shul and they learned from.
Right. So at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, then. But it could be that Mishnah Berurah would say that this guy should have made the Birkas HaTorah already at 11:30. He shouldn't have been waiting to make the Birkas HaTorah.
Everybody, as I say, by midday, it'll be not that much.
Right, but then you have a shaila that the guy might have been learning without Birkas HaTorah, because according to the simple pshat in Mishnah Berurah, he might have been chayv to say that that Birkas HaTorah already, you know, set earlier. Then it works. Okay, Lobi Yud. Kvar Niftar Ba'Ava Rabba. There's another halacha that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel Hishkim Lishnos Atchel Okara Kriya Shema Tzorach Levarach. Mishakarak Shmir Shema Ein Tzorach Levarach Shekvar Niftar Ba'Ava Rabba. So there's another halacha that if you didn't say Birkas Kriya Shema, so you have the whole day to say it. You didn't say Birkas HaTorah, you have the whole day to say it. But if you already said Ava Rabba, and Ava Rabba serves as a Birkas HaTorah, but the Yerushalmi says in number 21, Shekvar Nifta Hu Sheshana Al Asar. But you have to learn right away afterwards. In other words, there's a machlokis in number 22. Does Kriyashma count as learning or no? Kriyashma, like we said before, that's like Derech Tachnunim, Derech Kabbalah Sol Machl Shemayim. So maybe that doesn't count for learning. So some say after Shemona Esrei, you have to learn a little bit, maybe after Tachanun, whatever, you learn a Mishnah, learn something like that, and then that could count for your Ava Rabba to become a Birkas HaTorah. But you look in Pachad Yitzchak and Shavuos, Rav Hutner has a whole mimer on this, because we don't have enough time to say it over now, of what this idea of Shana Al-Asar. But that's the idea, that that Birkas HaTorah of Ava Rabba is not an automatic Birkas HaTorah. So if you learn afterwards, then you make it into a Birkas HaTorah. And as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's another Eitzah, could be another Eitzah for Shavuos morning. I mean, that Eitzah would have to assume that you could say all of Psukei Dezimra without saying Birkas HaTorah, relying on the opinion that supplications don't require Birkas HaTorah, which is two opinions. So that's not our first try. First try is to get someone to be motzi us.
You have to have a
mitzvah. Well, most probably you could have it in mind, because if you didn't, you're not going to, learn afterwards. It's hard to say whether your mamish have to have it in mind, but you have to learn afterwards, that's for sure. You're right, so after Shmones, you say after Tachanun, whatever, you say, that's what some want to say. Some say the Kriyashma counts. But Yeshlitz topic, no, 22 Ches. Yeshlitz topic is Sagi Bikar Kriyashma Somachla Miad Bali Hefsik. So that's a question. But Pasha says it shouldn't count, because then, I mean, that's the norm, is to say. So you wouldn't have to tell me, well, you have to learn afterwards. It probably means something that you normally wouldn't do. And then number Yudalf we did Noshim Bebrikas HaTorah. We discussed that already. Then two words of Divrei Agada to conclude here. There's a fascinating mitziv on the Pasuk HaTos Kisvul Chemes Hashira Hazos. So he says, why is it? Obvious question, we never think of this question. Birkas HaTorah, Kishem HaShem Ekra HaVogodol Elokeinu. Birkas HaTorah. I don't understand. The Torah is almost over at that point. The Torah is given Yisro. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have made a Birkas HaTorah right then. Was he waiting to Hazinu to make a Birkas HaTorah? He make a Birkas HaTorah the first thing in the morning, not in the end. So here the Torah is almost over. He's first making a Birkas HaTorah. So you're right, he discusses the Yerushalmi we said before, but the last line, Hayim Shem Sha'ad Ko, Kiyeba Ofen Shashchina Medabers Mitach Ronu, Hu Derech Nisi She'en Ton Bracha. The Zohar says that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it wasn't himself speaking. It was the Shechina that was coming out Mitach Ronu. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking. He just opened his mouth, and miraculously the Shechina was Medabers Mitach Ronu. So he says, that's Derech Nes. You don't make it a Bracha on Derech Nes. You only make a Birkas HaTorah on your own Amelus, your own Torah, not Derech Nes. So later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu at the end didn't have that Shechina Medabers Mitach Grono anymore, it was him, it was own voice, it was him himself. So then he went ahead and made Birkas HaTorah. And then, as Rabbi Gordon pointed before, the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia and in the Nedarim, why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, She'en Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. That they didn't make a Birkas HaTorah. The Ran says, So I saw a Torah Chashuva B'Neim. They didn't respect the Torah enough that they should make a bracha on it. But let me give you two added pshatim. Mashallah Berchu B'Torah Tchila. One is the Rambam in the Tshuva. The Rambam in the Tshuva says, you know what Shalom Berchut Batorah Tchila means? It means like this, that really, Meikar Adin, when you have a Kriyas HaTorah, an Aliyah, so who should get the first bracha? Not the Kohen, the Talmud Chacham should get the first bracha. We don't do it, L'man HaShalom, to, you know, I think Rav Avadi Yosef, perhaps, in his shul, I think he always takes the first Aliyah, but in most shuls we don't do that because then there'll be a whole machloikas. So a kohen, you can't argue that he's a kohen. Maybe sometimes you could, but he gets the kohen gets. Really, the Talmud Chacham should get the first Aliyah, but we don't do it l'man hashalom. Rav Shechter pointed out that the Vilna Gaon at Simchas Torah would take the first Aliyah, but normally l'man hashalom we give it. So he says l'berchu b'torah tchila means that they didn't mechabed the Talmud Chacham enough to give him the first Aliyah. Shelo berchu b'Torah Tchila. They didn't give the Talmud Chacham the first Aliyah because they didn't have Kavod HaTorah. And that's a very important thing to understand. Chashivas HaTorah and Kavod HaTorah. And it's a very important idea that... And that was the reason why. Because the question is, Berchu B'Torah Tchila, why is that such a big thing? And then in the Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim, that's one of the classical Hasidisha Svarim, he says, Berchu B'Torah Tchila, he says, what's the first bracha of Birkas HaTorah? The way we have it, last talk with the Harevna. Right, that's part of the first bracha. So L'berchu b'Torah Tchila means they didn't say v'harevna, meaning they didn't feel the sweetness of Torah. You know, Talmud Torah is the only mitzvah that we have that we make a bracha that it should be sweet. You don't make it when you put on tefillin. You don't make it when you put on tzitzis, because the famous Eglei Tal and the Hagdama, that the Iker Talmud Torah is to enjoy what you're learning. It shouldn't be, the Eglei Tal says, the Sakhar Tshuva says, that some people say that if you're enjoying your learning, then it's not Lishma. So he said, no, just the opposite. The Mesikas and the Arevis HaTorah, that's the Iker of the Torah Lishma. And that's the why you get everyone into learning. Everyone has different niches. You know, some people like Agadah, and some people like Halacha, and some people like, you know, everyone can find their niche in Talmud Torah. So Shalom Berchu B'Torah Tchila means they didn't say V'Harevna. That's the first bracha of the Talmud Torah, because they didn't have that sweetness in the learning. It was just an all, and it wasn't something that they really enjoyed. You know, we say this week's bracha B'Chukosai Shetu Amelim B'Torah. So there's a beautiful Orachaim HaKadosh in Balak. Lo hibit oven be Yaakov velo ra omol be Yisrael. He says he didn't see omol be Yisrael. People weren't male, so he says what it means is, he says the tzaddikim, when they're learning and they're doing avodas Hashem, they're working so hard, but they don't feel like they're working because the enjoyment and the areivus is so much, the sweetness is so much, you don't feel like you're learning a geshmak a sugya and you're working so hard, but you're enjoying it so much, you don't feel. So that's what it means, lo ra omal bi Yisrael, that when he saw Klal Yisrael, the tzaddikim being osek in Torah and mitzvahs, it wasn't, even though it was amelus, but lo ra amal. It didn't look like there were amelus. And that's the ikar of chinuch, should be chanoch lanar al pidarko, that every Jewish child and every person, no matter how old they are, has Saint Chalkeinu B'sar Secha, has a chelik in Torah, has some area in Torah that he could relate to, that he can find the Sipuk HaNefesh, and Talmud Torah is for everybody. Israel, the Megala Muko says, Yeshishrim Ribo Osius LaTorah. Everyone has an Os in the Torah. Everyone has a Sheikhis Talmud Torah. So as we go now close to approach the Yom Tov of Shavuos, everyone has their own Kabbalah Satorah. In other words, we shouldn't feel if we're not on this level, then our Torah is meaningful. Everyone, if you learn Mishnayis, that's meaningful. You learn Shagas Aryeh, that's meaningful. Whatever you learn, and you enjoy it, and you learn Torah, and you get other people to learn Torah. So that's the ikar. So Bez Hashem, as we still have a little bit of time before the Yantif of Shavuos to be making ourselves in the Kabbalah Satorah. So Bez Hashem, Birkas Satorah, that's the beginning. That's where it all begins, in the Birkas Satorah. And the Asher Bochar Banu, which perhaps is the Daraisa, but never to forget the Harevna. That it has to be sweet, it has to be geshmak, has to be enjoyable, and this way we'll be able to carry it on for ourselves and for the future generations.